For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for the world's two largest economies to read each other's strategic intentions correctly and manage differences properly. President Xi delivered his major policy speech at a welcoming banquet in Seattle on Tuesday. He proposed the two countries boost win-win cooperation and foster friendship between the two peoples as part of his suggestions on building a new model of major country relationship between China and the United States. The president also responded to concerns from the international community about China's current economic situation and the development path it'll pursue. President Xi said that China will stay committed to steady economic growth, reforms, opening up, the rule of law, anti-corruption endeavors, and the path of peaceful development. Private companies in 44 more cities will be allowed to run as broadband providers, an industry once largely monopolized by state-run firms in China. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology released the additional list of pilot cities on Wednesday. It published a guideline on opening the broadband market to private capital last December. That allowed a pilot group of 16 cities to encourage private firms to enter that sector starting in March. The ministry also vowed to continue expanding the number of cities that allow private firms to operate broadband businesses. There has been a huge increase in the number of financial crimes reported in China. The country's top prosecutor says more than 10,000 suspects were arrested for financial fraud in the first half of this year, an increase of more than 67% year-on-year. Credit card fraud tops the list of criminal activities in an 18-month period ending in June. More than 200,000 people were investigated for credit card fraud. Illegal fundraising was next highest on the list, recording a 74% increase year-on-year in the first half of 2015. Some cases involved billions of yuan. Chinese prosecutors have investigated 877 people in the financial sector for bribery or abuse of power over an 18-month period that ended in June. A spokesman for the office of China's top prosecutor says 75% of the suspects were bankers. The rest were mainly from insurance companies and securities agencies. More than half of the accused were suspected of taking bribes. 30 people were investigated in cases each involving at least 30 million yuan, or about 4.7 million U.S. dollars. The average case amounted to 2 million yuan. Specialists have finished removing wastewater from the site of the warehouse explosion in Tianjin. Local authorities say the final 700 cubic meters of contaminated water was pumped out of a deep pond that formed following the blast on August the 12th. Environmental protection personnel will step up monitoring of the soil at the site. Chemicals, including tons of sodium cyanide, were stored at the warehouse where the explosions occurred. Workers are now restoring roads that were destroyed by the huge explosions, and a new green area covering 180,000 square meters is being developed. The Binhai New Area has launched safety inspections at companies that handle dangerous chemicals and goods. A bomb alert's caused a temporary closure at the Belgian federal parliament. Local media reports say that police received an anonymous phone call on Wednesday morning, claiming an explosive device had been placed at the parliament buildings in central Brussels. About 50 people were in the building at the time. They were evacuated to a public park. Police searched the building with sniffer dogs, and staff was allowed to return to work after about 3 hours. Belgium remains on the second highest terror alert level after a shooting on a train in northern France in August. The eighth round of the Integrated Defense Dialogue between South Korea and the United States has kicked off in Seoul. Deputy ministerial-level military officials from each side met on Wednesday for their annual defense talks amid rising concerns over missile and nuclear threats from North Korea. North Korea said last week that it was at the final stage of developing an observation satellite, indicating the launch of a long-range rocket in October. Pyongyang also said that it's already started normal operations of all the facilities at its main nuclear complex. The defense dialogue, which was launched in 2011, will run through Thursday. A legend of Major League Baseball, who transcended the game like few players in the history of that sport, has passed away. Yogi Berra was 90 years old. The former catcher is a Hall of Famer and one of the all-time greats among the New York Yankees. He was easily one of the most recognizable sports figures from North America in the 20th century, along the likes of Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio. Over his long playing career, Yogi Berra made 14 World Series appearances and won 10 championships, both numbers being Major League Baseball records. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.